I'm glad to see you looking well. I'm glad you still think so highly of my capabilities, but I don't have anything to do with the seating chart. I barely know these people. I certainly didn't know you knew them. Will you stop looking around like a bomb is going to go off? We're both adults. No need to cause a scene. Much better. Not going to tell me I look well? I thought you liked me in red. I do want to talk, though. And if you won't respond, I'll have to choose the topic myself. I told you to stop squirming. Of course, of course. I have no right to tell you what to do anymore. I noticed you stopped squirming, though. Glare at me all you like. That weakness in you isn't my fault. Well, maybe it is a little. Sure, you were always submissive, but I did put the screws to you, didn't I? Before you met me, you had no idea what sort of things a woman could make you beg for. Does the girlfriend know? She can, or she would have come over here already. She'd know what that conflicted little face means. Halfway between please, ma'am, stop, and please, ma'am, make it worse. I'll say what I like to you. Make a fuss and I'll say it louder. Right now, people are ignoring us. It's on you if that stops. Why isn't she sitting with you? Did you have a fight? No, of course not. She just wanted to talk to her friends. And of course she trusts you completely. Why shouldn't she? She doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know I used to own you. I'm guessing there's a lot of things she doesn't know. Oh, call it instinct. It took some time for me to pry your secrets out of you, and I could use pain to do it. Or pleasure. Though once you've come enough times, hard to tell the difference, isn't it? Do you remember our third anniversary, strapped to the bed and still trying to crawl away from my tongue? Legs shaking, chest heaving? Memories. Must have been adjusting from having a mistress into having a girlfriend. Picking out your own clothes, never having to hide a bruise, never curling up at her feet. Do you think she'd still want you if she knew the things you've done? If she knew you the way I do? You're right, of course. I could point out I also made you come harder than you ever have in your life. But I did do terrible things to you. I made you cry, bleed, crawl, beg. I've seen you broken and sobbing and covered in bruises and sweat and tears and cum. And I always wanted you. I wanted you when you were pathetic and desperate. I wanted you huddled on the floor and shaken. I wanted you without pride or cleverness or artifice. Would she, do you think? Would she clean the tears and cum off you and still kiss you afterwards? Would she hold you until you stop shaking? If you asked her for every nasty thing that makes you hard, would she still want you? Would she find anything beautiful in that boy that passed out on my bathroom floor, my belt around his neck? I still have those pictures. We could find out. I think you mean fuck you, ma'am. Really? All right, say my name then. No, my first name. Come on. Look me in the eye and call me what my equals call me. Come on. I'm giving you permission. Not that you need it. Oh, no, not you. You make your own choices now. Big, strong man like you, surely you can look me in the eye and call me by my name. Do it. We're equals here and now. Should I call you, sir? Just don't think about how much the belt hurts, sir. Don't think about holding that bar of soap in your mouth, or the way you retched up bubbles, or how you had to clean your mess up. I'm just a person. I don't own you. How can a person own another person? How barbaric. Watching you try is adorable. You can't stop. It's all right. I shouldn't have done that. Now I'm wondering what other lessons you still remember. How long did it take you to learn to come without permission? How long until your body stopped expecting to be punished for it? Take a bite of something. You're starting to look suspicious. Have a drink of water. My poor neglected slut. It's so hard for you to think when I get like this. I know. Your little head goes empty and all you can think about is that hard, needy cock between your legs. Oh, stop. You've been hard since you heard my voice. Pressing your knees together and hoping I give you an order. Hoping I put my hands on you. To be fair, I won't be standing up from this table in a hurry either. As much as I'd love to drag you off and remind you where you belong. Of course I am. Of course I still want you. Don't get me wrong, I'd punish you for leaving until you couldn't fucking walk. But you were the best thing I have owned. What's that face? Did you think I didn't? Huh. I thought it was pride that kept you from coming back. Or fear. That you couldn't handle being what I was making you. All this time, did you think you couldn't come back? Well, that shines a different light on things. Pet, I let you leave because I'm a terrible woman, but I'm not a rapist. I didn't let you leave because I wanted to. Your cage door was always open if you wanted to crawl back in. Want is too nice a word, maybe. I don't think you just want, I think you need. No, hush now, mistress is talking. Pick up her purse. Get me a pen. Stop acting like I don't know that there's no pen in there. Of course she has one. Good boy. Oh, you flinched a mile. It's not just my control you still need, is it? You need my approval. Poor little slut. We're going to have so much catching up to do. Here. This is my number these days. Call me when you can't pretend to be a normal man anymore. I'll be waiting.